Philadelphia region got slightly more than 9 inches of snow this weekend. From WHYY's climate desk, Sophia Schmidt explains that despite the frigid temperatures, the region is still warming.
This may come as a surprise today, but winter is still the fastest warming season in the Philadelphia region. That doesn't mean we can't get serious cold snaps. Mark Serez directs the National Snow and Ice Data Center at the University of Colorado Boulder.
We've always had this kind of variability in weather patterns, and we always will have this kind of variability in weather patterns. Climate change doesn't change that.
Serez says warmer winters mean more precipitation falls as rain rather than snow. But he says warmer air holds more moisture. So when we do get snowstorms, they can dump even more snow than they have in the past. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
The city of Philadelphia is working on clearing snow by lifting it and removing it from neighborhoods. In some cases, they are using a snow melter to convert it back to water. And that's according to Carlton Williams, who is in charge of the city's snow fighting operation.
And how it works is operates by high heat intensity and steam that melts the snow that goes into our sewer drains so that we can get as much snow out of the neighborhoods that have densely populated communities as possible.
In other places, the city is moving the snow to parking lots where it will be piled up to melt eventually, which isn't expected to happen this week since the temperatures are expected to stay below freezing. And in sports, your Philadelphia Sixers, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, return to the hardwood today to take on the Charlotte Hornets. Tip-off is at 3. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Flyers play the New York Islanders tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. The game begins at 7.